Hey, audio boom, audio boom. It's time for another Pete Clay audio boom. Well, welcome back once again, everybody, to another world famous Pete Clay audio boom. Brought to you by Clean Underwear. Yes, Clean Underwear. No bunching, no scrunching. Feels good. It must be Clean Underwear. Try it today. It's good for you. And by audioboom.com, be like me and don't let me have all the fun and get your own audio boom. Well, so I noticed over the weekend then that the Marvel's The Avengers has gone over $1.5 billion in sales. So that's just fantastic. But it did make me wonder that why you have to say Marvel's The Avengers. And that's because it's time now, folks, once again, to go down memory lane and realize the most famous Avengers is The Avengers. Or is it The Avengers? I can't remember if it's before a vowel or after a consonant. Or I don't know. Anyway, the famous British television show starring Patrick McNee and The Avengers. Now, how did they get their name, The Avengers? It's kind of a funny story. The initial story was Dr. David Keel, played by Ian Hendry. His wife was killed by a bunch of thugs. And he was kind of on the, I'll say wussy, but just not tough enough, couldn't take him on himself. And then all of a sudden, this strange character in a bowler hat or a derby or something like that, made of metal and stuff like that, showed up and took care of the thugs and helped them out. And they went on to a series of adventures known as The Avengers, helping out others who couldn't help themselves. Mr. Hendry left after one series, and John Steed took over as the main character, and then had famous female then partners, first starting with Honor Blackman as Kathy Gale, and then probably most famous Diana Rigg as Emma Peel. But don't knock Linda Thornton as Tara King. That was kind of interesting. And then finally, Joanna Lumley in the new Avengers. So that's just a little tale then, you know, for you comic book fans. But just don't forget that The Avengers is ranked number 20 on TV Guide's top cult shows ever. Started out as kind of an espionage spy type of thing, kind of became kind of sci-fi Twilight Zone-ish. But it was still overall a very fine series. Worth checking out on the Hulu. Check that out if you wish. Hey, it was something else that made me spit milk out my nose. And what was weird about that is I was drinking coffee. But listening to a famous sports show, I won't name his name, Tony Kornheiser. But it was talking about the Players' Championship, the golf championship. And he was complaining about the pretentiousness of it. And I had to spit, you know, just pretentiousness in golf. Unbelievable. It's like, what do they think they're doing calling it the fifth major? It's not the fifth major. There's only four majors. Blah, 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 blah. It's golf! Anyway, really, you can make the argument there's really only two majors. And let me explain here a second. Number one, most people would say the Masters. That's a major. That's, you know. Well, folks, the Masters, speaking of pretentiousness, is a made-up tournament. It doesn't exist, really. I mean, other than themselves. They say it's tournaments. They say it's important, so it's important. And everyone follows along because they don't want to be invited, you know, not invited or anything like that. So the Masters is just a made-up country club thing that invites people to it, and everyone falls in line. The U.S. Open is just that, an open championship run by the USGA. The British Open then, or sorry, the Open, is the same thing in Europe then. And then there's the PGA Championship, actually run by the PGA. So there's actually only two majors, the Players and the PGA Championship. These are run by the PGA. They run these things. honoring their players. And then there's the PGA Championship, which invites everyone along for the ride and all that stuff. So when we get into pretentiousness, let's just remind ourselves, it's golf. Anyway, I'm Peter Clay. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Affliction. If you want to catch my audio booms, they're on audioboom.com/Radio Affliction. You should check that out because I had an interesting podcast feed problem. So if you were following on iTunes, you missed the last audio boom. Don't do that. Follow me on audioboom.com and get your own audio boom because, you know. But I do have a website, radioaffliction.com, which has everything then. And you can follow me also, podcast and everything like that on iTunes when they works. But podcast edit, podcast addict works. So, hey, this has been fun, and we hope to see you again really soon on an audio boom, audio boom. This has been another Pete Clay audio boom.